The four-year-old European colt won the $6.2 million race ahead of Johannes Vermeer, who finished second, with Max Dynamite coming in third. Here's how the final stretch was called, as heard on Channel 7.
Max Dynamite back to the inside of the 100. Johannes Vermeer rekindling, wearing it down. Johannes Vermeer and rekindling, stride for stride. Rekindling has won the Emirates Melbourne Cup.
The colt roared home in the final straight of the 3,200-metre handicap, reeling in Johannes Vermeer to win by half a length in a thrilling sprint to the finish. The victory played out in front of around 95,000 racegoers at Flemington Racecourse, plus more than 6 million TV and online viewers in Australia and around the world. Irish trainer Joseph O'Brien beat his famous father Aidan O'Brien to win the race. His father had trained Johannes Vermeer, making this year's Cup a family affair. Joseph O'Brien paid tribute to jockey Corey Brown.
Corey gave an unbelievable ride, and I just so delighted for everyone and all the lads at home, and the lads that are down here with him have done an unbelievable job, Mark and MJ and Shay, and like I say, all the lads at home all year round have done a great job with him, and I can't quite believe it. It hasn't really sunk in yet, to be honest.
The win delivers Corey Brown his second Melbourne Cup win. He told Channel 7 the triumph was overwhelming.
I just can't believe it, you know, like I've been back from overseas for about 9 months, slowly but surely getting back to where I was, but mate, I can't believe it. Honestly, it's so special. Like, I've got my family down here with me, the girls. They're old enough to come to the races now and enjoy it. It's just, I've lost for words. I just can't believe that I've done it again. It's unreal.
But Melbourne Cup Day is not without controversy. The RSPCA continues to campaign for whip-free horse racing, saying that if they were whipped in the same way away from the track, it would be a prosecutable animal cruelty offence. It's now been over 150 years since horses were raced for the first time on the now famous Flemington Racecourse in 1861.